Sunday, February 13th. President had me come over this morning. Decided to leave fairly early this afternoon because the weather wasn't too good on his side of the island. Got into some discussion of China plans. He's got a problem because Henry's upset about the idea of Ziegler and Scali sitting in the counterpart meetings. And President makes the point that we can't have anybody in those meetings that goes out and gives any information except by direction. We've got to have complete discipline, and Henry feels that Scali will leak. Also, we don't know that the Chinese will brief the press. If they brief, we'll brief ours, but if they don't, we won't. Ziegler later told me that the Chinese definitely won't brief the press. That's not the way they work. The main concern the president has is that we've got to keep Kissinger and Rogers from doing any briefing. He also got into the long-range political problem, sort of in relation to that, which was the point that we need tighter control on the spokesman that we have, especially regarding politics. He wants to keep all White House staff people, particularly Finch, Klein, and so on, out of any political commentary. He wants to have the presidential press conferences and the Ziegler briefing handle anything that the White House says. We should then try to stay a step removed, use the departments and so forth. When the president goes to bat on any political item, all the others must be tightly controlled. Also, we've got to keep Henry disciplined in this regard. There has to be absolutely no political speculation from the White House. That is, we shouldn't interpret the primaries or anything of that sort. He stalled Rogers as long as he could on Air Force One today, coming back by meeting first with Ehrlichman, then with Ehrlichman and Connolly, and finally got down to the last half hour and had Rogers up and had me sit in, which I think frosted Bill. Got into some discussion of ambassadors and travel. Bill raised the point of his idea of a trip to Pakistan and maybe to India. And maybe to Bangladesh, but there would be a problem of demonstrations, the president pointed out. It's really kind of a stupid idea, but Rogers seemed to be at least somewhat interested in doing it. He handed the president a long message from Sir Alec Douglas Hume regarding the British position on all this. Got into a discussion of the president's trip to Iran, a question of the president stopping at NATO on the way back from Moscow. The question of Rogers going to Latin America in March or April, also Romania and Yugoslavia later on after the Soviet meeting. Discussed the bunch job and some other ambassadorial post and protocol, all of which bothered the president some. He called me after we got home and said he wanted us to work all those things out and get them settled with Rogers, that he doesn't want to have to discuss them. He wants me to work out a thing on the trips, that the president definitely won't stop at NATO after Moscow, but he might go to Iran on the way back as a way to avoid NATO. And he made the point that Rogers absolutely can't go to India, Pakistan. End of February 13th.